Hi, this is Anna Marchese, representing CKUT Off the Hour. I'm with Gabriel Bergevin-Estable from COCO, which is the Center for Community Organizations, and we are here to discuss the Charter of Value and the staff and board resolution that they just put out in opposition to the bill. Gabriel, talk to me about what COCO does.
COCO, the Center for Community Organizations, is a provincial nonprofit organization. We work primarily with English-speaking, bilingual, and ethno-cultural organizations, and what we do with them is provide information services, information dissemination, education, and organizational development, leadership training, and we also help groups strengthen links between organizations and between organizations and their sector. And our mission is to promote social justice, active citizenship, democracy, and just socioeconomic development by supporting the development of healthy organizations and strong communities through the action of education.
Why is COCO opposed to this charter?
There are a lot of reasons why someone might want to take a stance against the charter. And all of these reasons have been expressed by human rights groups, by community groups, by coalitions, by people who have organized demonstrations. And these are generally not missing in the public debate. The specific reason that COCO took a stance against the Quebec Charter of Values was because it was possible that the charter be applied to community organizations. And there's two provisions in the charter that allow that. And that's not being discussed. And we don't feel that community organizations are sufficiently aware that they are being targeted by Bill 60.
How would you increase that awareness?
Well, first of all, as soon as we heard that there would be a Quebec Charter of Values on the table for the fall, we started having an internal discussion about if this fell within our mandate. So as a community organization, we internally started having that discussion and how different staff and board saw the discussion happening. And as soon as the initial documents concerning the charter were released in September, we realized that there was some very vague wording around the charter. And obviously, it was a piece of proposed legislation that was going to affect the membership of a lot of the community organizations that we work with, that are our members, the people that they work with day to day, that include people from religious communities. So this felt like it would be something of great importance to our members. And we wanted to encourage community organizations to have healthy conversations about it, because it was also obvious that it was becoming a very divisive issue in our society. So we have a monthly newsletter that goes out. The October edition, we prepared a COCO note, which is an editorial piece that we share with our members. And we informed them of some of the information that was currently made available about the Quebec Charter of Values. And we also raised some questions about whether or not they were having internal conversations, if they felt they were happening in a manner that was conducive to a healthy organizational discussion, process that made sure that everyone's voice was being respected and heard, and that no one was being put aside within the organization, and that they were also considering the fact that there's a potential for this bill to even affect community organizations because of the way that the information documents that were being circulated in September on the government website, nosvaleurs.gov.qc.ca, those documents indicated that the charter's provisions could be applied to state employees as well as anyone benefiting from state services. That's a vague formulation. So already we wondered if this was meant to include subsidies and grants from governments as being a state service, and whether or not people using services that were paid for by grants would be considered state services. And it turns out that when the actual draft of the bill was presented in November, it did include provisions for those scenarios. It was drafted in a way that it could be applied to community organizations.
What would you say to community organizations that haven't taken a stance?
Well, first of all, some community organizations don't have the practice of taking political stances at all. So in some cases, that's their own internal position. However, community organizations that are hesitating to take a stance because one or more staff or board are currently ambivalent, or they feel that they might even be personally in support of the bill, need to carefully consider separation of personal values and the organizational values of the community organizations they work for, and how to manage those two in the workplace. It's obvious that community organizations have a mission, they have mandates, they have strategic directions, they have organizational values. There's things that they represent and stand for. And if they're doing advocacy, it's because of that mission, because of those values, because of those things that they stand for. Not necessarily because of the individual positions of every single individual participating in the organization. At the same time, it's very important that people's individual voices be heard within organizations, even if they're a minority position. So I would recommend that groups keep having this conversation about taking a stance on the charter, especially considering that community organizations that receive public funding are potentially targeted by the bill if the government decides to apply all of the provisions of Article 10. And they could be, even if they're not receiving public funding based on Article 37, they could be targeted by the bill based on a unilateral decision on the part of the government.
What is the relationship between government and community organizations like COCO?
Well, there are thousands of community organizations in Quebec that receive provincial funding. So to be able to describe the entirety of their relationships would be very difficult. However, what's important in this particular debate is to keep in mind that though lots of community groups receive provincial funding, the provincial government has made previous engagements to respect the autonomy of community organizations in the way that they are managed and governed, and that these are not arms of the government, that these are autonomous organizations that belong to their communities.
Do you think that this charter is about having an honest debate regarding religious and political freedom?
I don't think that we could say that this charter has contributed in any positive way so far in having a healthy conversation society-wide or within organizations that we've heard about in terms of discussing public service, neutrality of the state, separation of church and state, or the defense of religious freedoms and rights. I think that it's actually done quite the opposite. It's so far contributed to making those conversations extremely difficult to happen, which is one of the reasons why we encourage groups to have those conversations, because some of the tough conversations are the ones that we need to have. However, to be careful about the process that they follow. And obviously, COCO has taken a stance. We're unanimously, staff and board, denouncing and opposing Bill 60. And we've made that decision based on our mission, our values, and our mandates. We don't advocate in the name of our members, though we do advocate out of a concern for the community sector in general and the importance of good practices in human resources that allow an anti-oppression approach and that allow people of different communities to participate fully in the community sector and in community organizations. However, community organizations should have their own conversations and come to their own conclusions. And we're encouraging them to consider all of the aspects of the bill and not just the way that it's being pitched and marketed, and to carefully read through it and to consider the impact that it could have on community organizations, on the people that they work with, on the communities that they represent, and on the whole of Quebec society.
Where can people go to get more information on COCO?
So the best place to start is probably our website, www.coco-net.org. On that website, you'll be able to find our position statement on the Quebec Charter of Values, as well as a list of community organizations that have taken stances or taken actions in the debate around the Quebec Charter of Values.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.